Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Side. Mom kicks it back out. Blevins around to the far side. River Valley back in a zone defense to start out here this evening. Platteville on the attack, driving toward the paint. Nothing, now giving it back to Ryder. Near side, three try, first of the game is good for Mum. 3-0 Platteville. And again, as we thought, full court pressure being put on man-to-man as Thatcher brings it across the half-court line. Drakenberg down low. Heiser catches it, leans in, and almost tied up, and now they say that he is. So the ball goes to the out-of-bounds line for River Valley on the arrow, and the Blackhawks will have it along the baseline. Lucas Klein, the inbounder. Lucas looking and now lobbing it in, caught there by Drakenberg, and Caleb goes in and goes to the floor and called for traveling. It'll go back to Platteville, leading 3-0 here in the ball game. Thanks to Mike Foley, the AD here tonight.
Made us feel at home, didn't he?
Always. We've known Mike a long time. Always treated well here at Platteville.
Yes, sir.
River Valley's hoping to be treated well at Platteville, or treat themselves,
treat
right?
Treat themselves, yes.
Ball comes back to the near side. Nathan Mum back to the far side. Ludlam. Ludlam on the right wing. Down to the baseline, Blevins. Top of the circle. Now they'll bring it again. Near side, Mum. Blackhawks playing that extension of the 2-3 zone, putting pressure on the perimeter. Down to the corner. Ryder now dribbles back out to half court. Now on the attack, Ryder drives down deep, cut off, throws back to the corner. There's a ball fake. Now Blevins in action, 15-footer good on the baseline. That'll make it 5-0. River Valley taking it back the other way, taken by Blakely. Blakely on the left wing, on a dribble drive, looking for a screen. Now goes opposite the screen, down to the baseline. Fires it back out to Lucas Klein. Klein near side to Thatcher. Man-to-man defense by Platteville, their defensive choice. Thatcher takes it left side, now on a drive, down deep, hangs in the air, tough shot, won't stay. Tipped up, no good. Rebound, Blevins, look out, 2-on-1, takes it himself, lays it in, good, and then hits the deck hard. He's all right, out of bounds, 7-0, Platteville. River Valley ball, Blakely up the sideline to Thatcher. Thatcher walking it, bringing it to the right side, stops. Throws to Drakenberg down low. Caleb challenging. Shot on the way. Blocked by Platteville. He picks it up. Throws it back to Klein. Now Thatcher. Left side Blakely. Baseline Drakenberg. Back to the top of the wheel. Now Klein has it knocked away. Picks it up. Now attacks. Free throw line right. Goes down deep. Hangs and scores. Lucas Klein. And the Hawks are on the board. 7-2. Up the sideline. Platteville now to the baseline. 3-0 but net for Nathan Mum. Man, he buried that, Hank.
That is unreal where that came from.
10-2. Wow.
And this game's fast-paced, Phil. Very fast-paced.
It is. Got a college speed going on right now to begin. Blakely goes to the right side. Caught. Now top of the circle. Drakenberg down to the baseline. Blakely throws it inside.
Got a foul on number one from Platteville.
You are right. Must have ate your carrots today. Keen eyes. That's Myron Ryder's first. River Valley will inbound the ball. Nearly 3 minutes into it, they trail 10-2. Top of the circle, Blakely. Blakely on a dribble drive. Now plants in the lane. Nowhere to go. Pivots. Has to get out of there. Throws it low. Picked off by Platteville. Here they go. Ludlam swings it left side. Blevins for three. Yes. Nothing but net. And it's 13-2. Platteville off to the races here.
Oh, I tell you what.
We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Regional Championship Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Napa Know How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How. at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. They're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Welcome back to Platteville after the timeout. River Valley will inbound. It is 13-2. Platteville. Pass comes in play on the timeout. Sumner Nachreiner came in for River Valley. Thatcher, top of the wheel. He'll move to the left side. Now back to the right, looking nothing there. Houston Thatcher needs help. Now Heiser comes to meet the ball. Heiser goes the other way. Down to the corner it goes. Thatcher now brings it off to the middle, and that's Heiser. Dumps
nice
it low.
Pass.
Shot is up. Good by Drakenberg. 13-4. Platteville with the basketball. Accelerating his Ryder. Fires to the corner. And the Hillmen are stopped momentarily. Mom picked off now by Klein. River Valley gets the steal. Trying to turn the momentum. Thatcher, top of the wheel. Heiser gives it back. Houston for three. It is on the rim. No good. The rebound pulled down by Myron Ryder. Platteville slings it up to Blevins. He'll shoot a long one. It is good for three. That's his second. 16-4. Platteville off to the races tonight. And a pass inside. It's going to be a foul called on the Hillman. That'll be on Langmeyer. Eli just came into the game. That'll be his first, team's second.
Yep. So right now, River Valley's just trying to weather the storm, trying to figure them out. But they're playing actually pretty good defense inside the paint. They're just killing them on the outside.
Yeah, the shots are falling.
Yes they are.
Platteville's got it going on. 16-4. And the ball almost picked off. Thatcher picks it, now drives, and is bumped and fouled.
Yes, he was.
Platteville already picked up its third foul. So, again, they're aggressive. They're physical.
They are. They're going to make the officials work. I know that sounds crazy, but some coaches will make them work. Make the officials work, you know.
Foul is on Lucas Ludlam, his first. Pass comes in play, and Jackson Thatcher is fouled. So not even a second ticked off. Platteville has its fourth foul. That'll be on Trenton Mum, and that is his first. Getting ready to come into the play. River Valley will pass it in. It's going to be caught down low by Drakenberg. Goes around his man. Tries to throw it near side. Tipped by Ludlam. Picked up by Platteville. There's the steal. Coming the other way. Down to the baseline. Mum.
Nice steal.
Steal by Klein. His second. Up ahead. There's Nachreiner. Sumner stops. Shot with left hand. No good. Rebound Platteville. Blevins home run pass. Picked off again. That's Thatcher with the steal. Pumps it up to Klein, taking it down deep, lays it in, and good!
He hit the floor on that one, too. He just got a steal.
He did, but I think there's a foul call or something. Let's see.
No, we got a team warning here, reaching across the end line.
For River Valley?
Yes.
So the play is stopped. Yeah, that's too bad. He had a quick steal, it looked like. But so the warning comes to the bench, and into the game for River Valley is Caden Plumlee. Platteville's Brody Digman is in. 16-6, Platteville. Do you know the officiating crew, Hank?
I do. They are. A couple of them are from Benton, and actually I think all of them are from around down there. So, good crew.
Pass comes in play.
Hey, who scored that last bucket, if I may ask?
Shot on the way is no good, and the rebound put back up, no good. So, Lucas Klein has 4 points. Caleb Drakenberg has 2 points. So for River Valley, it was Klein. Ball comes in from the baseline after it was knocked out of bounds. Pass comes in, almost knocked away again by Klein. From the corner, three on the way for Platteville. They missed one. Rebound pulled down by Lucas Klein.
Well, he's all over the floor, isn't
he? He's having a big game. Oh. And the pass is off the hands of Plumlee into the stands. River Valley turns it over. It comes back now to Platteville. Platteville will bring in Jonah Vorwald, and getting a rest is Eli Langmeyer. River Valley back into the 2-3 zone, trailing by 10 here in the game. 16-6. 12:27 remaining first half. Entry pass, turnaround shot, block. Ryder shot, block, gets it back, goes in. It won't go. Fought for, he gets it back, kicks it out. Three on the way, and it's no good for Blevins. Rebound, Jackson Thatcher. There's another Prattville foul.
That's their fifth foul already. 12 minutes to go, so.
Crazy. They lead, but getting a little bit of a foul situation here. I don't believe any player has more than one, though. That's Jonah Vorwald's first. So five fouls on Prattville. The River Valley's one. Houston Thatcher brings the basketball in the backcourt between the knees dribble. Takes it across with a left-hand dribble. Goes against the double team, throws it left side. Knockreiner on a drive and a traveling call. Yep. Goes back the other way. So the pass will be inbounds. River Valley not putting on the full court press.
No, they're not, which is actually kind of surprising.
Pass comes in, and now Ludlam will bring it across the timeline. Lucas all the way to the near side. Posts up, fires off to Digman on the left side, down to the corner. Ryder, now top of the circle, attacking the zone. Prattville will kick it back out. There's Ryder, baseline, down deep, tough shot, no. Foul on the floor. No, three seconds call. Wow.
Yeah, he was just standing there. He didn't move. He even told him, if you watch the official, he's telling them to get out, and he's not moving. So they're going to call that once they tell you to get out and you don't.
River Valley gets it back then. Houston Thatcher in the backcourt. Blackhawks have had some opportunities. Down by 10, trying to get it to single digits. Thatcher drives, throws it down low with gusto to Jackson. Knocked away by Prattville. Digman gets another steal. There's a River Valley foul. So they will mark that on Jackson Thatcher. That'll be his second. So both of River Valley's fouls are on Jackson.
Yes.
Quincy Blakely returns. So does Keegan Heiser for River Valley. Blackhawks rotating the bench pretty well.
Yes, they are. Trying to keep them fresh because it's up and down pace, Phil.
Lucas Ludlam across half court, down to the baseline with a pass. Taken there by Mum all the way to the near side, and they throw it away. Almost hit Mike Cook.
It did.
He was ready for it.
He was ready.
Pass came out of bounds, and the River Valley will get the basketball. Looking to get it in. The ball comes here on the near side. Up Klein's way. Thatcher head down to Drakenberg. Caleb drives. Shot no good. Foul called. Prattville sixth, and Caleb will shoot free throws. That's something we haven't had yet in the game, free
right.
throws.
Yep.
But we will. Already Prattville sixth foul.
Now we're set for a long first half here. We're free at the free throw line, so.
Yeah. This will be a two free throw situation. First one is good. Caleb with 3 points. He'll get a second now. Gets it back from the official. In the air, and that's perfect. 16-8, Prattville. Just over 11 minutes remaining here in first half action. River Valley falling back on the defensive side. And Lucas Ludlam brings it across half court. The winner will play at Richland Center High School on Thursday night. That's predetermined. Pass goes to the baseline, low post. Now back out, caught by Blevins. Blevins backs off toward half court, brings to Ludlam. Down to the left side and down to the right, down to the corner. Three on the way, Prattville, no good. And it's out of bounds off of River Valley. Blackhawks couldn't secure the rebound.
They couldn't. But they are rebounding very well.
So Prattville inbounds from the baseline. And the pass comes in play, caught by Blevins. Over to Vorwald. Ludlam, Vorwald, Ludlam way outside. Almost in the first row of the bleachers. Puts it on the floor, brings it back to the corner. Prattville looking, now launching it. Near side, three try is up, no good. Foul called on
screen there, Phil.
Yes. What did the official see on that one then?
Well, what he did, the guy can't continue to move, and he just ran him over. He was holding him kind of like this, and he just wouldn't let him go. You gotta let him go.
Okay, that's on Eli Langmeyer. That's his second. And much discussion.
No, Coach Thatcher wants a one-on-one, but that is a team control foul,
yeah.
which does not consider a one-on-one.
Right.
But Mr. Thatcher was begging to see if they'd let him have it.
I see. Debating.
Yeah, and I would do the same.
Yep. Pass comes into the middle. Blakely, they break the half-court trap. Now they're going to bring it down to the left side, down to the baseline. Heiser lays it in. Nice job by River Valley. Everybody touching the ball. Keegan Heiser's first basket. 16-10, Platteville by 6. Far side, Borwall. Borwall leaves the dribble, gives it to Ludlam. He'll turn around, and the mid-range jumper is good. Platteville had not scored for a while. 18-10, the score. Blakely brings it in to Klein on the near side. River Valley ball, 9:40 remaining. First half here in Platteville. Across the timeline is Klein.
That's back court.
And he stepped back court, didn't he? Oh, man. Over and back is called. So it goes back to Platteville at the scorer's table. River Valley falls back on the defensive side. Langmeyer is back in, despite a couple of fouls. Pass comes left side. Now they'll go right down to him. Langmeyer challenging inside.
Yes, he did.
And a plus one as he makes the basket. So Langmeyer goes to the line. Foul is River Valley's fourth. That's on Caleb Rackenberg. That makes the score 20-10. Platteville back up by 10 points. And Langmeyer will shoot free throws. This one in the air, and that one is good. That'll make it 21-10, Platteville. River Valley ball. Houston Thatcher brings it up the middle. Stops. Now goes across the half-court line. Crossover dribble. Back to the near side, near the scorer's table. Fires a pass to Heiser. Heiser goes to get it. Leans in, throws it left side. Out of drive, there's Klein. Back to Heiser. River Valley working it near side. Jackson Thatcher to the corner. Ball fake now down low to Houston Thatcher. Tough shot
nice
in the lane.
Around.
And he scores. 21-12. Platteville. Marion Lawrence with the ball. Gives it off to the left side. Now down to the three-point line. It's on the way. No good for Blevins. Rebound by Jackson Thatcher. Thatcher back the other way to Klein. And there's a foul called on Platteville.
Blevins.
That'll be his first, but boy, fouls adding up here.
Yes, they are.
All but one player with just one foul on the Platteville side.
I'm really shocked that Platteville haven't had the press for a double team in the corner.
Lucas Klein with a free throw, good. 21-13. One more River Valley free throw. The Blackhawks' second trip to the line tonight. This one in the air, that one is good. 21-14, Platteville leading. 8:35 remaining in the first half. How was the popcorn?
It was good. I got some holes in my mouth. So.
Do you?
Yeah, okay. Save those for later.
All right.
How are you? Gave you some. What did you think?
It was all right.
Shelsburg is still the top.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
We needed to go down to Shelsburg and get some butter, I
yes.
think. Pass comes to the near side. Nathan Mum, Platteville operating the offense. Mum drives, free throw line right, dishes. Now off to Digman, down deep, throws it, tipped out of bounds by Heiser. It'll be Platteville basketball. Into the game for the Hillman, number 10 making his way back. That's Vorwald. Take Langmeyer out with two fouls again, nursing him along in the first half. Pass comes into Blevins. Platteville setting near side. Digman back to Blevins. Digman near side. Three and no good from the left wing. Rebound by Heiser. And he'll come out of there with it. River Valley getting some boards.
Yeah, they are. They're limiting them to one shot. And if it goes inside, Phil, they're getting a tip on the ball, and that's what they need to do.
Heiser.
They just need to continue to hang on here.
Three-pointer River Valley on the rim, no good for Knockreiner. Rebound by Reiter, and a foul called on River Valley. High-intensity game here tonight. Foul on, if that's Jackson Thatcher, it's his third, and it is. Ooh, wow. So he'll have to watch himself a little bit. In fact, he'll come out of the game. And back in is Quincy Blakely. Houston Thatcher back in. Caleb Drakenberg, Heiser, and Sumner Knockreiner as well for River Valley. 21-14, Platteville leads, 7.5 remaining. We'll get to you some scores on the Phil Neef flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless in just a little bit. Top of the circle, Platteville now bringing it left wing. Digman, nothing there, down to the baseline, three-pointer. Platteville is on the rim and bounces in. That was Mum, and that's his third. 27-14, our score here at Platteville. Ball goes left side to Blakely. Heiser meets the ball, throws it low. Thatcher goes up in a crowd and gets it, and a foul call. That'll be Platteville's ninth. So from the officiating standpoint, are they calling it close tonight? I mean, they're calling it both ways.
They're calling it both ways.
It's pretty close, right?
What they're doing, they're actually just seeing advantage and disadvantage, who's pushing more basically here, because both teams are actually pushing. But if you're going to push and get an advantage, that's when the foul's getting blown.
Free throw is good by Thatcher. Foul on Blevins. That's his second. Second for Houston Thatcher. She had a great career with River Valley. Free throw is good. 27-16. I remember the Thatcher boys when they were ball boys back in the day. Doesn't seem that long ago.
I remember when they were young, when I was roughing them on Saturdays.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Ryder on the near side on a dribble drive. Down deep, creates a shot. It won't go. Tipped around. Rebound, Houston. Thatcher off to the races, down to the baseline. Now drives down deep. Shot up
nice.
And good with a runner.
Well, that's a tough shot.
Baseline runner, and he had somebody in his grill as well. 27-18, our ball game score. Platteville down to the corner. There he is again. Three-pointer on the way. No good. That one was not instant replay from Mum. And the rebound by Brody Digman. Back it goes to Ryder. Hangs in the lane and scores. 29-18, Platteville in the lead. Regional championship boys basketball going on tonight. 6:10 remaining in the first half. And walking it up the sideline is Blakely. Between the knees dribble, goes to the right side. Now fires off to the near side. Knockreiner lobs inside to Drakenberg. Caleb shot won't go. Rebound Platteville. And here they come. Off to the fire. Down to the corner. Three on the way. Mum, and it is good. Wow. Four of those tonight. Platteville rolling with the threes. 5:38 remaining here in the ball game's first half. Houston Thatcher crosses the timeline. Left side caught by Knockreiner. Knockreiner throws it inside. Tipped by Platteville and out of bounds.
Did I mess up the score somewhere? Or is it 29? I thought I had 30.
That's not, the score isn't right. I don't think they gave him the three, did they?
I don't think they did. I have 32-18 right now. Is that what you have?
Yeah. I think they forgot to put one on earlier, so that might be the right score now. But I didn't see any three go up after that Mum made the last one. So we'll wait and see. Pass goes left side, caught by Knockreiner, and then at the free throw line area, there's Drakenberg. Back to the left side, three on the way, won't go for Plumlee. And the rebound by River Valley, back out to Plumlee. Cross court picked off by Platteville. Ludlum bringing it, and he slings it up. It won't go, but a foul called on the play. So it'll be Platteville at the free throw line, and that must be the score. I think they were tardy on a previous basket is what happened. So it's an 11-point lead for Platteville. That would be what I have for a running score. Free throw on the way, and that is good. Believe it or not, I sometimes do question myself because sometimes you don't remember whether you wrote it down or not. Free throw is good, so that makes it 30-18. One more coming up. Heiser is in for Drakenberg. River Valley makes a quick switch. Free throw now for Ludlum. In the air, on the rim, and good. That'll make it 31-18. The ball game score here. Platteville in the lead. Just under 5 minutes remaining in the first half. On a dribble drive, Klein brings it across, throws it high, and out of bounds. Platteville will get it back. Those unforced turnovers are troublesome.
They beat you down. They just, because you work so hard on the defensive end. And River Valley's working so hard to get the ball up the floor because of the pressure of Platteville.
Ball comes across the timeline. Digman slashes low, fires to the corner. Ludlum gets deep. Here's a 15-footer from the baseline. No good. Rebound pulled down by Heiser. Outlet to Thatcher. Slings it up to Knockreiner. Sumner foul down the baseline.
He's going to line to shoot too. That's their 10th.
Already. Yep. Double bonus. So River Valley will try to take advantage. Going to the line, Sumner Knockreiner looking for his first points. Foul is on Ryder. That's his second. And the free throw on the way, and it is no good for Sumner. He'll get one more. River Valley had made its first six free throws. Second one, up, and that is good. That'll make it 31-19. Platteville, 4:30 remaining, first half. Digman, down to the baseline, drives, fires over to the right side. Ludlam, back to Digman. He'll penetrate a bit, goes to Ludlam. Down to the corner it goes, around the wheel quickly. Platteville can do that to you. Keeps the defense moving.
Well, they do. They move that. They move the basketball around, and they just continue. It never stops, and it really wears on the defense.
Gorewald, top of the key, drives a bit, throws near side, tip by Klein. He almost got a steal. Taking it back is Digman. Throws it inside, knocked away again, and a jump ball call. Knockreiner ties up with Digman. Platteville ball.
Yeah, nice hustle though. Platteville got two or three tips there. They just need to come up with the loose ball.
Uh-huh.
Nice job.
Yep, good job of kind of messing up the rhythm for
Platteville. They are. Their hands are everywhere. They're tall and kind of linky on the out front, so on the 2-3 zone. So
Platteville leads the fouls 10-5 here in the first half. 3:49 remaining. 31-19 they lead. Ball goes to the corner. Held up by Blevins, throws it back to
the
near side, knocked away, and a traveling called on River Valley after Blakely dove for the basketball. Did he have possession long enough on that one?
Didn't have a clear view, Phil.
All right.
Didn't have a clear view, so.
You're looking over the railing here a little bit.
I'm too tall for something, Phil.
Get you a stool to stand on. Ball comes in play, it's Ludlam. Ludlam on a dribble drive, throws near side, and now back to the near side, almost a traveling again.
I thought they missed a walk there, Phil.
Ball go, ooh, Ludlam, and then there's an offensive foul called as Ludlam ran over the top of Blakely for the foul. Rough and tumble out there.
Well, I tell you what, that's Ludlam's third. That could be a huge foul there, Phil.
Yeah, Platteville's got some troubles going on right now. Got several players with two. Pass inbounds, knocked out of bounds. Phil Lee flip phone. Hey, North Crawford leading Potosi 26-19. That's a ball
game.
Wow,
that's a ball game there.
How about Royal 24, Highland 21 first half?
That's another ball game right there. So
Thatcher with the basketball brings it across the half court line. Top of the circle. Now flows it off to Klein. Klein in front of the Platteville bench. Attacking, backing in. Takes a shot. It won't stay. Rebound by Platteville. Langmeier leaves it out now to Blevins. It's knocked away. River Valley picks it. Here's the pick. Ball to Knockreiner. Up ahead now. Flying low. Blakely no good. Thatcher good on the putback. Houston Thatcher makes it 31-21. And Mike Hoosier of Platteville asking for a timeout, I believe. Well, that's what I thought they signaled.
No, they have a bench warning to Platteville.
Okay.
Who was the last young man for River Valley to shoot the free throws, Phil? Do you have that?
Sumner Knockreiner.
Okay. And he hit one of them, right?
Yep.
All right.
Ball comes down to the baseline. Platteville, 2:45 remaining. First half. Digman backs off toward the half-court line. Now drives. Hands off to Ryder. Ryder on the near side. Mum for a three. It is in and out and in.
He's had a couple of them.
And he's got five in the first half. That's really the difference in the ball game.
It really is. It is the difference.
34-21, Platteville. Backcourt, Lucas Klein. Now to Thatcher. Thatcher crosses the big P at center circle. Down to the baseline. Looks, throws it inside. It's going to be Heiser posting up. Back to Houston. Now to Heiser. Heiser in the corner. Hands
nice,
off Thatcher.
Nice
play
it.
Good. 34, well, they're putting him on the wrong side. 34-23. River Valley gets it under 10. Pass goes to Langmeier. Kicks it out near side Digman. Here's Lamum again. Three on the way. That one won't go. Rebound Klein. Coming. Throws it off to the left side. Blakely down the boulevard. Good on the lay-in. 34-25. Here come the Blackhawks. Ryder lobs near side. Blevins to the corner. Ball fake Digman. Back to Ryder. Penetrates, got down deep and scores.
That's a nice move.
36-25, Platteville. A minute 25 remaining in the first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up at halftime. Blakely with the ball. He'll challenge low. Leans in. Nowhere to go. Traveling call.
Hey, Phil, with the big P on the floor, this is, could be Phil's court.
That is.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what they call me.
Phil's court.
Phil's court.
Yeah, this, you know,
game at halftime now. Royal 29, Highland 24. Middle point up on Lancaster, 49-25. Dells and Lodi tied at last word at 18. Ball comes near side, and that is Vorwald for a three. No good. Drakenberg goes in for the rebound, and a jump ball is called as he ties up with Nathan Mum. River Valley gets it back.
They get it back. I tell you what, they're hitting the boards hard, Phil. Kudos to River Valley. I know both teams are tired, especially after the games they had last night. So kudos to them for hitting the board.
Pass comes in play, caught by River Valley's Lucas Klein. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Klein over on the right wing. Drives down to the baseline. Got down deep. Shot up. Blocked by Langmeyer. Out of bounds off of Platteville. Well, the Hillman protecting the house pretty well.
Yes, they are.
And the inbounder will be Sumner Nachreiner of River Valley. 46 seconds remaining here in the first half. Platteville by 11. Ball comes in play. Klein now back to Nachreiner. He'll throw it low. That's Drakenberg. Caleb gives it back to the right side. Nachreiner again. Drakenberg out to Blakely. Ball fake. He'll go down deep. Euro step low. Left hand shot. No. Howell called on the rebound.
Number 15.
Ooh, that's going to be on Drakenberg for River Valley. That'll be his second. Only the team's sixth. So as hard as River Valley has played defensively, they stayed out of foul trouble.
They stayed out of foul trouble at this point. I believe Mr. Thatcher has three, and that's their only.
Yeah.
That's half their fouls.
Yeah, Jackson with three. Ball comes across to Blevins. 18 seconds remaining. Platteville working for a good one at the end of a half, and Hoosier takes a timeout. So they'll talk it over here right before halftime. Platteville, yep, just a 30 second. We'll keep it here for this one.
12.8 seconds left. Biggest thing here, don't let Platteville get a cheap one.
Right.
So
make them work for it.
Make them work for it. See if they get let them put a little pressure on them. Let them get a forced shot. They're going to get a shot, but let's make sure it's forced.
North Crawford leads Potosi 29-23 at halftime.
That's a dandy.
Potosi's the number one seed.
Yes.
Some are wondering about them getting that in the sectional over Royal.
Oh, yes. Yeah, but so, Royal sounds like it has their hands full with Highland tonight.
Yeah, so they do.
That should be a dandy.
Not surprised by either one of those.
Oh, yeah. Whoever wins those two, that game's going to be a dandy next Thursday night.
Winner of this one moves on to play in Richland Center on Thursday night. So we're actually hoping to be there.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
That's a predetermined site, unless the WIA changes it, and that could happen.
That could very well could happen.
It did happen with the girls. They give them another game. Pass comes in play, and here it goes. Ryder down to the baseline, down to the final seconds of the half. Three from the corner.
Wow.
It's good. Ryder nails it. Holy cow. 39-25. Platteville leaves the court with an exclamation point. And Hank, they make eight threes in
the first
half.
That's amazing.
River Valley did not make a three-pointer in the first half. But you still feel like it's a good ball game here.
Without question. And without question, make a few little bit adjustments. Hey, 14 points is probably nothing for River Valley.
No, it's not. Nope.
So
they've made some runs tonight already. The next opponent for either one of these teams is either the Dells or Lodi, and that game is tied at halftime at 20. So, good
ball
game.
That's a defensive struggle there.
Yes, it is. So, again, they're scheduled to play at Richland Center in the next round coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Great time of year, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
Love it. Stays lighter longer, and of course, tomorrow.
Tomorrow, well, you're going to lose an hour of sleep, bro.
I know it. Man,
will you be late for work on Monday then?
I probably will. I'll make up for the beauty rest in November.
Yes.
Or they change it back. If they change it back.
I hope they don't, but that's just me.
at halftime. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. The Hillmen lead the Blackhawks in WIAA Regional Championship Boys Basketball, 39-25. This is high school boys basketball coverage from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
UW Superior women's basketball Yellow Jackets fell to Whitman of Walla Walla, Washington in NCAA tournament opening round action. Women's basketball yesterday at UW Stout. Charlotte Furstall, a River Valley graduate, is a member of the Superior Yellow Jackets. I talked to her this week about how her career's been going.
Definitely have been battling some adversity. I think a lot of people have, but I'm coming off some pretty good games. I played five or six games in a row where I had double-doubles, and those were kind of important games come that last week when things still weren't necessarily set in stone on who was winning conference, who was going to get what season in the tournament. And so, I mean, I think as the season went on, my goals kind of changed for myself, but I'm happier with how the season's going now than I probably was a couple months ago.
Well, double-doubles, those are nothing to sneeze at, are they?
Yeah, double-doubles. That was kind of what I was used to doing my senior year of high school, but it's been nice to do that. It really contributes to the team, and, I mean, it feels good to have in the stat book.
What stat are you most happy with that you've been able to accomplish so far this season?
I'm second leading rebounder in the conference. So I think that is probably what I've been most happy with this season.
You're going against some taller players from time to time, aren't you?
Time to time, yes. And honestly, I like playing the taller players rather than the shorter ones, just because it means that I can play the post, whereas when I have to defend out on the wing, I'm not as good of a defender.
Right. And as far as your studies, you're still looking at the same career choice?
Yes, my major is still history, my minor is still instruction, and I think I've kind of got it in my head now that that's what I'm going to start out with, and then eventually I think I'd like to end up in the school administration of some sort realm. So we'll see how that goes, but we're sticking with history.
Charlotte Furstall, a sophomore at UW Superior. She talked to us this past week on WRCO Sports. This is the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Platteville High School. Phil Lee joined by Henry Bray for the action here tonight as Platteville is up by a score of 39-25 at halftime. We'll check some scoring in just a little bit here and also get you caught up on some other things on the Phil Lee flip phone. River Valley gymnast Anya Sefrud took fifth on the vault at the state meet today. On the bar, she took 24th. On the beam, took 22nd and did not place on the all-around, all-around took 14th.
Okay.
So, all right.
Nice job to her. Congratulations.
Yeah, good finish to the season.
Yeah.
So what do you see here as you look at the second half coming up?
You know what? I see three-pointers as a huge key, Phil.
Yeah.
I mean... You take away just the one young man from Platteville, and you got a whole different game. So was it number 15, I believe?
Yeah, Nathan Mum with five three-pointers.
Yeah, that's 15 points. You got Platteville leading by a point at that point. So it's just one of those things that, you know, you got to ride the storm. You got to continue to rebound, and you got to continue to do the things that are right, which they are. You got to limit the unforced turnovers, period. I mean, just throwing the ball out of bounds, that was a couple of times. You can't do that. But otherwise, you got to still continue to push the basketball up the floor. And right now, if the officials are still continuing to call the way they are, that leads towards River Valley. But, you know, sometimes those change at halftime for some odd reason. You've seen many a times where it comes out and River Valley may have six fouls to none. So, you know, you just hopefully they stay calling the same thing and you move on.
First half scoring leading the way, as Hank mentioned, 15 for Nathan Mum, 9 for Myron Ryder, 6 by Jerron Blevins, 4 for Lucas Ludlum, and 3 for Eli Langmeyer. On the River Valley side, 10 for Houston Thatcher, 6 for Lucas Klein, 4 for Caleb Drakenberg, 2 each for Quincy Blakely and Keegan Heiser, and 1 for Sumner Knockreiner. 8 threes for Platteville, none for River Valley. The Blackhawks are a three-point shooting team, but Platteville's defense has not really dictated that.
No, not at all. Again, you know, it's one. You've got to continue to maintain your composure here, okay? Platteville's going to come out. They need to get a stop here, come down, get a bucket. Doesn't have to be a three, but get a bucket or a foul, you know?
Right.
So one or the other, and, you know, and continue to chip away at the lead.
Both teams have shot well from the line. 7 of 8 for River Valley, 3 of 3 for Platteville. All right, here we go. 18 minutes on the clock. Platteville 39 and River Valley 25. Regional championship 18 minutes away. unless overtime, of course. Ball goes inside. Langmeier challenging low, and he'll score. That'll make it 41-25 in favor of Platteville, and they're into that press.
It's man-to-man straight up, isn't it?
Yep, Thatcher, Blakely,
nice
Drakenberg down low, takes a shot, scores! Everybody touched the ball. 41-27, Platteville wicked it down the court. Here is a shot. No, Ludlam gives it off to the corner. Three on the way, no good for Blevins. River Valley trying to secure the rebound and can't. It's out of bounds. Back to Platteville.
Off the hands of a River Valley guy, and Coach Thatcher's going, two hands, guys, two hands. And that, you know, you got to grab that thing with two hands. You got to go get it.
Ludlam catches the inbound, fires back, top of the circle. And Ryder down to the corner. Mum back to Blevins. And Geron backs off toward the half-court line. River Valley extending that press a little bit. Platteville's pulled it out a little bit.
Yeah, and Platteville's comfortable just staying there.
Now on a drive here is Ludlam, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, Mum, and what a go. It's good again. He's got six of them. 44-27. Platteville. Pass comes in play, and a... Oh, is that a five-second violation? Wow. River Valley thought they still had time. I kind of thought maybe they did.
Well, I did too. But
5 seconds called, and Platteville brings it in play. Around the wheel, there's Mum again. Three on the way. That one off the mark. And the rebound pulled down by Drakenberg. Caleb had to kind of take it around his knees. Low to the ground, ball up to the half-court line. The foul called in Platteville. Jaron Blevins will pick up foul number three, if that is correct. Yes. So, well, they only have two on the board. Phil couldn't have made a mistake, I don't think.
I thought he had three as well. So,
ball comes in play. Houston Thatcher with the ball for River Valley. Blackhawks trying to get something going here. Pass comes across the timeline, and River Valley sets it up. Into the lane.
Nice move.
There's Klein, and he scores. Nice
play. That's a nice move.
So Lucas Klein makes it 44-29. Platteville down deep. Langmeier turnaround in the lane. Shot won't go. And rebounded by Klein. Lucas will bring it out and fires to Thatcher. Houston down the boulevard, backs off, guarded closely. Hands off now to Blakely. There's
an illegal screen.
Screen called on River Valley. So the foul call, it'll be on Drakenberg, I believe.
It is. That's his third. Is that what you have?
Yes, it is. So all of River Valley's fouls on a couple of guys. Jackson Thatcher with three. We've not seen Jackson back in the ball game yet. Platteville ball across the timeline with Ludlam. Lucas drives paint. He's tripped on the way by and fouled. Second River Valley foul. He'll have the ball out of bounds. Will Platteville. Myron Ryder will be the inbounder. Foul is called on Quincy Blakely. Pass comes in play, caught by the Hillman. Ludlam fakes the handoff, now drives himself, slings it out to the corner, three on the way, and that is no good. Rims off for Blevins, rebound by Heiser, and the Blackhawks. Thatcher in the backcourt, Houston across half court, throws it to Heiser down to the corner, Klein with the ball fake, slashes the double team, now throws to Heiser, shot up, blocked by Langmeier.
Black he got up there.
He did. Blevins left side down deep. Shot good by Ryder. 46-29. Platteville off to the races here in the second half. Again, that press dictating it. And now back to the middle is Houston Thatcher. And he'll bring it across half court for the Blackhawks. Throws it inside. Drakenberg shakes the D. Tough shot. Good.
Nice shot.
Caleb has 8 points. That makes it 46-31. Ludlam walks the ball. Platteville pushing it to the corner. Ball fake for three by Blevins. Now to the far side. There's Mum again on the way for three. Bounces off this time. And the rebound by Thatcher. Houston brings it up the middle of the floor. Blackhawks setting up now. Thatcher crossover dribble. Plants in the lane. Nice throw down low. Heiser shot. Good. Boy, that was a great job by the guard.
Without question.
46-33. River Valley draws a little closer. Ludlam to the corner. There's Blevins for three. That one is no good. Rebound River Valley. Heiser up ahead now to Klein. Crosses the midcourt line. Lucas with the ball. Heiser, left side. Klein drives, and it's Blakely. Back to Drakenberg, back to Klein. Three on the way, no good for the Blackhawks. That would have been a good one to get.
Yes, it would have.
Ludlam across the timeline, slings it to the corner. Platteville, nowhere to go. They'll give it back to Ludlam. Left side, it's Blevins. Giron down to the corner for Myron Ryder. Ryder on the baseline is fouled on the way by. That's going to be on Lucas Klein. That will be his first. Jackson Thatcher returns to the game along with Sumner Knockreiner and Caden Plumley. Three-person swap for River Valley. Jonah Vorwald is in for Platteville. 13:43 remaining in tonight's regional championship game.
Darlington's leading Cuba City at the half, 25-14.
Wow. Shot on the way for Ludlam, no good. Rebound pulled down by Thatcher. And Houston with the basketball. Brings it to the middle, Knockreiner pass.
It's off of White.
Deflected
there.
By Platteville and out of bounds. Mike Hoosier will plead his case.
He did.
It was tipped right in front of him.
He knew.
Yeah. Oh, got a smile on his face.
Yeah, without question. He knew, but he was going to plead it.
North Crawford leading Potosi 33-30 second half. Highland 37, Royal 36.
Oh, wow.
Across the timeline now for Thatcher.
Ooh,
Houston
offensive.
Is going to be called for a foul on the offensive foul. Had his arm out.
He did.
So that will be for Houston, his first foul. 46-33, Platteville leading the game by 13. Ball comes across the timeline for Ludlam. Ludlam moves right, slings it back to the left. Now caught on a drive, Digman gives it back now to Ryder. Ryder down deep, lays it in, good.
Nice ball player. He goes right to hold, knows how to score.
48-33, Platteville. Houston Thatcher with the ball. Dribbles off to the right side, backs off to half court. He is closely defended. Nowhere to go for Thatcher. Slings it back to Klein and a timeout by Coach Luke Thatcher. 12:50 remaining, 48-33 in favor of Platteville on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of Big Deer and Big Snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
River Valley takes a shot from the outside. That's Lucas Klein, and it doesn't go. And there is a foul called on the rebound, I believe.
Yep. Number 10.
That'll be on Sumner. Sumner Knockreiner, his first. 48-33 in favor of the Platteville Hillmen. Coming up down the stretch here tonight. Ludlam on a dribble drive, and he is fouled on the way by the Blackhawks. That's on Caden Plumley, which will be his first.
Yes. So, you know, they're still hanging around, you know. Just got to get some shots to fall, and hopefully Mum is Mum for Platteville.
You said it, though. River Valley with six fouls now, and Platteville with one. It's been reversed.
We talked about that at halftime, and it is totally reversed.
Digman now on a drive. Oh, nice move. Shot won't go for Ryder.
Nice
the
rebound
by River Valley. That's Sumner Knockreiner. Knockreiner across half court. Hands off now to Plumley. Throws it right side. Klein and now Thatcher. 15 points to make up for the Blackhawks. Down to 12 minutes to go. Thatcher left side. Knockreiner down low. Thatcher Houston posting up. Shot is good. He's got 12 points. 48-35, Platteville. Ball goes across the timeline. Platteville throwing it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, and it won't go for Mum. Rebound by Houston Thatcher. Houston with the ball. Takes it back the other way across half court. River Valley trying to make up a little bit more.
They are. They're within 13. They just got to keep chipping away. Keep chipping away, Phil.
Houston Thatcher with the ball. Guarded closely. Drives right side, throws to the corner. Three-pointer Klein on the way. Goal!
That's a three-point basket. Nice job.
48-38 in favor of Platteville. It ain't over yet. Ryder across the timeline moves down toward the corner. Double team. Give and go low. Picked off by Thatcher. Jackson gets the pick. Throws it now to Plumlee. He lays it up. Goal! 48-40. River Valley within eight. Timeout, Platteville. 10:57 remaining. You're listening to Regional Championship Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
48-40. It's been a nice comeback for River Valley here, Hank, as we look at the last couple of minutes.
We just continue to do what they're doing, put good pressure on the defense and rebound. They have been rebounding really, really well.
Platteville with the ball as they walk it across the half-court line, down to the corner, caught there by Blevins. Around the wheel it goes, left side, Digman. Digman on a drive, cut off by River Valley, bounce feed low, cutting in, and the shot is good for Ryder. They run that play a few times.
Yes, they have.
Back to a 10-point game, 50-40, Platteville. Sumner Knockreiner in the front court for River Valley. 10.5 to play. Call for traveling off the pressure of Ryder.
He drug his foot there. I thought they were going to get Ryder for a push there, but apparently the travel happened before the violation. Phil?
Pass comes in play for Myron Ryder. Walks it across the half-court line. Platteville by 10, trying to take it up by more. Digman in the corner, now drives, brings it off to the right side. Blevins kicks it out. Left side three on the way, no good. Jackson Thatcher with a rebound, and he is fouled.
Number 24, Phil.
Langmeier with his third. So River Valley will have the ball on the end line, again facing the full court press of Platteville. Pass comes in play, caught by Klein. Lucas with the basketball, crossover dribble, brings it across half court. Down to the corner, Jackson Thatcher. Back to Klein. Klein on a drive, free throw line. Spin move, 15 foot around the rim, won't go. Platteville with a rebound. Ryder up to half court. Ryder taking it all the way home and lays it in. Go. 52-40, Platteville. They've scored the last two times. Jackson Thatcher. Parts the double team, brings it across half court. Slows it up, fires it back, top of the circle. Sumner Knockreiner, left side Blakely. Quincy drives lane, takes a shot on the way, won't stay. Rebound Langmeier. Platteville taking it the other way, down to the corner. Blevins throws it low, gets it back from the baseline. Now it takes a three, it's up, no good. Rebound Blakely.
To me, you have to push it every chance you get if you're River Valley. You got to push it up the floor.
Blakely doing just that. He's fouled on the way by.
I believe that's number five.
That will be Brody Digman. And that's his second. Royal leading Highland 46-45, second half.
Oh, my goodness. Woof.
Lodi up on the Dells, 30-24. North Crawford was leading Potosi 42-36 in the second half. River Valley putting the ball in play, trailing by 12. Ball comes in, caught now by Thatcher. Thatcher right side, three on the way, and no good for the senior. Tipped around, out of bounds, off of Platteville. River Valley has made just the 1 3-point basket. It'll be another key if they hope to come back. Last 9 minutes of the game, ball comes into Blakely, deep corner. Hands back to the corner, Knockreiner, and he gets rid of it, does to Jackson Thatcher. Jackson shot blocked by Langmeier. Platteville out,
nice pass
down low, shot is good for Blevins.
Blevins hadn't scored in a while, but that was a nice pass.
54-40, Platteville, 8:37 to go. Houston Thatcher, left side, free throw line left, now gives off to Jackson, down to the corner. Held up on the far side by Knockreiner. Back to Blakely. Quincy on a drive lane. Dumps low. Jackson, Houston Thatcher. Good.
Nice shot.
Ball comes back to Platteville. They lead by 12. 54-42 is the ball game score. Platteville kind of pulling it out a little bit as they did earlier in the half. Vorwald standing on the left wing. Gives it back to Klein.
Under eight to go, Phil.
54-42, Platteville. On a drive, Ludlam down deep, slings it off to Langmeier. Posts up, shot is on the way, won't go. Rebound, River Valley. Pulled down by Heiser. Up ahead to Houston Thatcher. 7:40 to go. Platteville 54, River Valley 42. Jackson Thatcher in the corner. Back to the top. Here's Blakely challenging low. Langmeier swats it out of bounds.